Just a thought. Acts chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian, a devout man, and one who feared God with all his house, who gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Your prayers and your alms are come up for a memorial before God. Verses 30 and 31. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer is heard, and your alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. In chapter 8, we have a descendant of Ham surrendering his life to the Lord. In chapter 9, we have a descendant of Shem surrendering his life to the Lord. In chapter 10, we have a descendant of Japheth surrendering his life to the Lord. How great and gracious is our God. And man, wherever he be found, is without excuse. Here is this Gentile, this seasoned soldier, a devout man, a just man, fearing God with all his house. And he's giving alms, meeting the needs of others, and he's praying to God always. And what an assurance he got. His prayer is remembered by God. His prayer is heard by God. His prayer is answered by God. What an encouragement for you and for me. What an assurance we can have that when we pray, and when we are praying, that God remembers, God hears, God answers. May we, like Cornelius, be found praying to God always.